Truth has been my favorite word recently because everything in life comes back to that. I think what I enjoy most about truth is there's no arguing with it. You just have to accept it, which is something many of us have a difficult time doing. It's difficult to accept when things don't go as planned, but what most of us fail to realize is we overcomplicate things when we force narratives that aren't and simply will never be true. Truth brings peace, whether we like it or not. It alleviates fear, anxiety, and all of the feelings associated with the unknown. And it brings a level of awareness that we'll have to face whether we want to or not, because that's the thing about truth. It doesn't give credence to or take into account what we want. It solely provides what we need. Truth doesn't care about our feelings. It just is. It's just there. It's black and white. There's no gray area. The lie that we tell ourselves is it's easier to lie, it's easier to fake it, and to say what we think others need to hear from us or feed ourselves comforting lies to ease the blow of the reality of things. When the truth is, it's just easier to be honest and accept things and people and ourselves as it is. Hello guys, and welcome to today's episode where we are staying true to what this podcast is about, which is transparency, truthfulness, honesty, and whatever other synonym you can think of. That's what we're talking about today. Specifically, transparency within romantic relationships. Yes, we're going there. But before we get into today's episode, I would like to just say a huge thank you to everyone who has tuned in every week. It hasn't gone unnoticed. I feel so thankful and blessed to have an audience like you guys who subscribe or drop ratings. That means the absolute world to me. Sometimes I underestimate the power of my voice and what I have to say, and this was definitely just like a very spur of the moment passion project, and I've fallen in love with it. And just to have people tune in and listen and feel like they can relate to what I'm saying or find whatever I'm saying to be helpful, or if you just like to listen to me while you're washing your dishes or whatever, like that's still just awesome. And I'm so thankful for all of you guys, especially as this year comes to a close. I just really wanted to be sure that I said thank you to my audience. So yeah, if you are new and you haven't subscribed, you definitely should. If you're listening on Apple, there should be a plus sign at the top of your screen. I'm on Spotify, you can subscribe. And on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, you should subscribe, drop a rating, and I would love feedback from you guys. Reviews are always welcome. I just wanted to say a quick thank you, and we're going to get into the episode now. Let's do it. I think a major issue in romantic relationships today is we have a difficult time being honest with each other. And maybe this has always been the case. Maybe this is just simply human nature. But honestly, I think that the way our society is set up right now, where everyone has to be so politically correct and so empathetic and thoughtful and insightful and just very considerate of one another, it can become easy to sort of breed people-pleasing tendencies. What I mean by that is the society that we live in right now, we have to sort of walk on eggshells and be very cautious of what we say to others, how we express ourselves. We have to be very mindful of the impact of our words and our actions. And of course, that's a beautiful thing. And I am in no way trying to demonize that or undermine that in any way, because I do believe that's how the world should be. We should be empathetic towards one another. We should be careful and considerate of one another. However, people don't understand that in order to be truly empathetic and compassionate and considerate, the foundation of all of those things lies in truth. People will try to validate you and be considerate of you, but they do it through lying. And usually these are comforting lies. by telling you what you want to hear, by telling ourselves what we want to hear, in order to ease the blow of what's actually happening. That's why I think when we find ourselves in these romantic relationships, we think to ourselves, well, when you love someone, you don't want to hurt them. So in that case, I can't be truly honest about how I'm feeling or what I'm thinking or how I feel about this person because this could potentially hurt them. And I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to be considerate of them. I'm supposed to put this person's feelings above my own, or I'm supposed to minimize my own feelings in the process of that. And not only is that wrong, but it's unfair to ourselves. We live in a society that is breeding people pleasers. We're breeding a bunch of yes men, people who are too afraid to speak their individual opinions because they're afraid of the backlash they may receive from others. They're afraid of being ostracized, isolated, belittled, or completely discarded. And when you take that ideology and like when you recognize that that is the way that our society is run and understand that that's like the overarching theme right now, it's hard not to understand that that same ideology, that same concept is trickling down into our intimate relationships, which in my opinion should be free of any sort of outside influence. Your mind is so convoluted with the ideas and expectations of others, you can find yourself losing what really matters to you and dismissing your own truth without even realizing it. Being honest has become very difficult because we are being trained to believe in one thing. We are being trained on what to say and how to express ourselves. And I feel like in some way that is stripping us of our individual rights, our individual freedoms to express ourselves in ways that feel natural to us. So when we think about that, and then we see how today in our modern romantic relationships, people are breaking up left and right. People are cheating on one another. People are ghosting each other. Like, of course, that's going to be the norm or the common theme in these relationships because people aren't having genuine conversations with each other. People aren't respecting one another enough to tell them the truth. People care more about what others will think of them. And so they'll hide away from what they're really feeling or what they really want to say because they don't want to be demonized. You don't want to be labeled an asshole or a bad person. And that's honestly what's ruining relationships. It's this magnified dishonesty. And the reason that we're so quick to lie to one another and to people please is because we have a difficult time being honest with ourselves and accepting ourselves. If we don't even know our own truths, how can we expect ourselves to be truthful with another individual? I've come to value honesty because I've been lied to by people that I've loved. And I personally have been guilty of lying to people that I loved. And when you lie to another person, it doesn't mean that you don't love them. What I believe it means is that you don't love yourself enough yet. You know, like you haven't gotten to the point where you have enough respect and love for yourself that you're going to be honest with yourself 100% of the time. So that means naturally you're going to have a difficult time doing that with another person, regardless if you love them or not. And after experiencing that guilt and that discomfort within myself, I'm realizing more and more as I'm getting older that like the truth is always there. After all of the lying and the backstabbing or the people pleasing, when everything is said and done and all of the dust has settled, like there's nothing left but truth. And I'm realizing that because we feel so compelled to get people to like us, to put on a sort of performance for other people so they idealize us or think of us in a certain light, because we have a difficult time looking at ourselves in the mirror and fully accepting every single part of ourselves, especially the really ugly parts, it makes it harder to get to the truth. But if the truth is the end goal, if the truth is the outcome that we're always going to get, whether we lie or not, as they say, the truth always comes out, why don't we skip the mess of what lying breeds and instead just be honest from the beginning? And of course, this is easier said than done, right? Like, I used to be the biggest people pleaser ever. I would try to manipulate myself into liking someone so that way I didn't have to be honest with myself and be honest with that person and tell them that I actually wasn't interested in them. I've been that person who's ghosted people that I no longer wanted to talk to instead of just telling them that I no longer wanted to continue talking to them. I've been that person, and it's fucked up. At the end of the day, like, it's fucked up. And I'm not saying you're a fucked up person if you've done that, because our actions are separate from who we are as people. And I know that, like, that might seem sort of nuanced to some people, but I don't think that all of your actions directly correlate to who you are as an individual, because you could have a beautiful soul and still do things that harm other people. Like, that's just what being a human is about, you know, like making mistakes and hurting ourselves and hurting other people and learning from those mistakes, you know. But I've been that person that would just lie to protect my own ego. I would lie so that way people wouldn't think negatively of me or see certain parts of me that I personally didn't like within myself. And what that did was it hurt people. Like, it caused more harm than good every single time. Every time I lied and the truth came out, I hurt someone more than I protected them. I hurt someone more than I loved them. And that really messed with me, because a lot of times, and I think most of us can relate to this, I believe that we lie in order to protect other people, or at least that's what we tell ourselves. But usually when you really break it down, we lie in order to protect ourselves and protect the image that we want other people to continue to believe in. So for example, I was talking to this guy and he was great. He was funny, intelligent, very kind and genuine and helpful, but we didn't really have great chemistry in the sense of, like, I'm a very talkative person and I like someone that's also very talkative and we can, like, bounce ideas off of each other. Like, I'm very big on words of affirmation and communication. Like, I'm that person. Like, if we can't sit and talk for hours, like, we're probably not going to work out in a relationship. And this person and I, like, it would always be me just, like, talking and them just listening and not really having anything meaningful or, like, insightful to say in response. And I basically, like, tried to manipulate myself into thinking that I liked this person, but I knew in the back of my head the whole time that, like, I could see this person as a friend, but I could not romantically get with this person, you know? So instead of, like, being honest with this person, I basically just, like, phased him out and eventually stopped responding to him. And that was really fucked up. Like, I look back on that situation and I feel really disgusted with myself for doing that, because that person was so kind to me and, like, did do nice things for me and really did like me. And I have no sort of negative thoughts, like, on this person. Like, I have no malice towards this person at all. And yet I disrespected this person because I cared more about how this person would view me if I were just honest with him and told him that I wasn't interested. I was afraid that he would think I was leading him on. I was afraid that he would yell at me or there'd be some, like, huge messy blowout, and I didn't want to deal with that. And so it was just easier for me to ghost him. And that's not okay, because at the end of the day, if you're talking to someone or you're dating someone and you're, like, creating a U-shaped space in this person's life and then you just don't respond to them or just leave them hanging without an explanation, like, that's more painful than anything, because that person is left with all of these thoughts and these unresolved feelings and a lot of confusion. That person's going to wonder, like, was it me? Like, what did I do wrong? You know, the person's going to wonder, like, did something happen to this person? Are they okay? And that person just will, like, never really respect you again or trust you. Like, you've really burned a bridge and ruined a relationship that could have been converted into a friendship or something platonic. And instead of just being honest and telling that person how you felt and then giving them the choice to keep you in their life or not, like, you just burned a bridge. And that's what I think lying does. Like, when you lie, you're taking away a person's choice. You're kind of taking away someone's freedom. When you're honest with someone, so for example, say I had told him, yeah, like, I don't see you, like, in a romantic way, but I would love to stay friends. Like, I think you're really awesome and I'd love to still hang out and do fun stuff together. He could have been like, yeah, like, okay, it's fine that we aren't going to work out in that way, but I still think you're a cool girl. And yeah, we could definitely be friends. You know, like, at least that person has the choice of being like, okay, yes, I want you in my life or no. Or at least that person will still respect you for being real with them. You know what I mean? Instead of lying and being cowardly. And I find that in a lot of relationships today, that tends to be the issue. People cheat on one another instead of telling each other that, hey, like, this isn't going to work out, or I'm not feeling this anymore, or I feel like you don't care about me, or I don't think you love me, or we don't have enough sex, or we don't spend quality time together anymore. Like, these issues that honestly could be easily resolved if you were just honest with your partner, people just completely avoid that. Like, what's the point of being in a relationship if you can't be intimate with one another, if you can't be completely and fully honest with each other? Like, what is the point? You're not having faith in the connection that the two of you share. So you're manipulating the connection to make it comfortable for you. What's the point of being in a relationship if you can't be honest with someone? I can say this, like, I've never understood that, but that doesn't mean that I haven't played my role in it. Like I said, like, I've ghosted people, I've lied and pretended to be interested in people that I wasn't. I've lied and pretended to be interested in certain hobbies or activities that I wasn't really interested in just because my partner was, and I wanted that person to think like I was like the perfect fit for him. Like, I've done all of those things, you know. But as I'm getting older, and because honestly I'm just like tired of pretending to be something that I'm not, and because I know that at the end of the day everything comes back to truth, I'm really at that point where it's like, I'd rather be honest with you and tell you like it is, regardless of if it hurts your feelings or not, because at the end of the day, like, that is what I would want. I would want someone to respect me enough to tell me the truth. And that's where I'm at personally. But when it comes to like intimacy and honesty with your partner, like, I can understand why it can be scary, because say you're in a relationship and there's something you really need to address with your partner, but you're afraid that that person might think less of you or leave you. I think what we do in those situations is we act out of fear. And so it's easier to lie and pretend like the problem doesn't exist, because then it's like, well, now I'm still comfortable in this relationship and this person doesn't know. And we can continue on this path that I've already planned out in my head. And we can just ignore these road bumps and everything will be fine. When in reality, like, that truth is going to come out later down the line. And what happens later down the line, which 9 times out of 10 is a breakup or some sort of fallout, probably could have been prevented had you been honest from the beginning. If I'm dating someone and I feel like I can't talk to them about any and everything under the sun, whether it be about my own personal issues or issues I have with them or things that they're doing or they've done, if I can't be honest with you, I can't date you, because that just shows me that, like, if I'm afraid that this person is going to leave me every time that I need to address an issue with them, that is not the person for me. I've witnessed friends of mine stay in relationships that they're completely miserable in, not only because they love the person, but also because they weren't being honest with themselves. And again, the same can be said for myself. A lot of times when we're in relationships, we have an idea of what we want and what the relationship could be or the potential of this person. And when reality isn't aligning with that idea, we get scared and we try our best to fit that person or fit that relationship into the mold that we've mentally constructed. And a lot of that comes from ego, being afraid to acknowledge that what we wanted probably isn't the right thing, probably isn't exactly what we need. And this sort of resistance to what actually is happening right in front of us. And with truth, like with honesty and having enough respect and care for yourself, you will force yourself to acknowledge when things aren't going the way that you want them to. Like, you'll be honest enough with yourself to be like, you know what? I wanted this. It's true, but this isn't the reality of my situation. And when you have that truth in the back of your head, you then have a decision to be like, okay, I can either force yourself to do what you know is the right thing, which would be to be honest with your partner and address the situation, or you can just remain in your little comfortable bubble and keep trying to force something that isn't really working. And that can be really difficult because when we realize that things aren't going as planned with another person, it can almost make you become bitter or resentful. But the only ones we should be bitter towards and resentful towards is ourselves, because we're allowing ourselves to remain in situations and relationships that we are probably feeling unfulfilled in. And I'm not saying that if you're feeling unhappy in your relationship, you should just break up with the person. I'm saying that you should have enough confidence in your connection with your person to be like, you know what, like, we're stronger than what we're going through right now. I should be able to communicate with my partner and tell them how I'm feeling and know that their first response should not be to break up or leave. I know my partner will validate my feelings, so I should be comfortable telling my partner what I'm feeling. Again, as I've gotten older and I've come to value honesty more and more, and I've come to recognize how simple the truth is, I will not date someone that I can't be fully transparent with. I just can't. And when I say transparent, I mean to like a whole other level. Like, if I cannot tell you that I need to take a dump because I just had a cup of coffee that really messed with my stomach, if I don't feel comfortable telling you that, I can't date you. Like, I mean like real transparency. Like, hey, I don't like when you speak over me or when you interrupt me when I speak because I feel like you aren't listening to me and that hurts me. If I can't say something like that to my partner without them getting offended or them accusing me of nagging them or always trying to start an issue, then that is not the person for me. When you're with someone that you love and you've built this connection with one another, once you've built that connection with someone, like, that's your best friend. And like with my best friend, I can be completely honest with her. So I would expect my romantic partner to be able to handle the truth as well. And vice versa, I should be able to reciprocate whatever truth they need to share with me. So I bring up this conversation about honesty and truth within relationships because I've found that it's been really helpful for me in my current relationship. And like when my friends come to me with their own relationship issues, things have become like when I'm trying to like help them figure out what to do, it's become so much more clear to me that all that ever needs to be done is the truth needs to be told. Like, for example, I had a friend tell me that she thinks she's losing interest in her partner because of this very small, weird habit that he has. And before, I would have said, oh, well, like, just ignore that. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Or, okay, then just, like, block him or, like, don't talk to him anymore. Like, find someone else that doesn't have that weird habit. And now I'm at a point where it's like, well, Okay, instead of completely discarding the person and not even giving them a chance to, I don't know, maybe change the habit, maybe they're not even aware that that habit annoys you. They're probably not even aware that they do that. Maybe you should just tell the person so that way they're aware of it and give them the opportunity to decide whether they want to change that or not, or give that person the opportunity to make it right. Or you guys should communicate about it, and maybe you'll realize that it's not as big of a deal as you think it is. You know, when you aren't honest, you're blocking off these pathways of communication, and it creates issues within your relationship. Now that I prioritize honesty over everything, I'm realizing that a lot of these issues in romantic relationships are a consequence of us just lying to ourselves and lying to our partners. And a lot of these issues truly can be effortlessly resolved. I mean, not effortlessly, because you do have to like suck it up and be honest. But once you have that conversation, like things naturally feel better, whether things work out or not. Like you'll be happy that you got that nagging feeling off of your chest, you know? Anyway. So the reason that I'm emphasizing truthfulness in relationships and why I've decided to speak on it in today's episode is because recently someone from my past who I shared a romantic connection with reached out and was finally honest with me. And I didn't realize that for all of this time, I had been carrying a sort of resentment and anger towards this person for having lied to me. But once that person shared, you know, their truth with me, even though it was completely different from what I had expected, that truth made me feel so relieved and at peace. And I received closure that I didn't even realize I needed. So I'm gonna share this story with you guys. So hopefully everything that I just ranted about will make a little more sense. So a few years ago, I knew this guy for years, since I want to say my junior year of high school. Him and I were pretty close. Now, when we first met, this guy, he pursued me in a romantic way, and I just would not give him the time of day because he had a bit of a reputation. People told me to watch out for him. He's a player, and I was not about that. Like, I date very like wholesome, sweet, good-natured guys. Like, when I'm in romantic relationships, I'm not here for the toxicity. I'm only toxic when I'm just like flirting and dating multiple people, like not when I'm in a committed, exclusive relationship, you know? So I was not paying him any attention. Like, we would talk on the phone and we'd FaceTime all the time and we had great conversation. He was charming. He was handsome. He was funny. He was attentive. And I did like him, but again, he had a reputation and I refused to take him seriously. So he lived in another state. I live here in New York, and the long distance thing just did not seem like it was even within the realm of possibility, especially because he had this reputation. So I'm like, you're gonna be in another state and I will not have any idea what you're doing. He also had a very flirty personality. Like, I will still feel mad if you're flirting with other girls. You know what I mean? Like, I just was like, not for being in a romantic relationship with him because I didn't fully trust him. So over the years, we decided we would stay friends. And so we would talk maybe like every 6 months, every 2 or 3 months, and check in on each other and just see how the other person was doing while he was away at college. And I was also in college at that point. We always just shared this really awesome connection where we could talk about pretty much any and everything and give each other sound advice. We were always laughing with each other, getting into insanely long, drawn out, unnecessary, but very intellectually stimulating debates. And we just grew this sort of connection based in transparency. So, like, if we were friends, right? And of course, we'd flirt here and there, but he would tell me if he was talking to another girl, or if he was dating girls, and if he was having sex with them. And I would tell him, you know, what was going on with me. And at times, we'd give each other advice. Like, that was kind of how our relationship was, where there was this physical attraction, this intellectual and emotional attraction. But again, I wouldn't allow anything to come of it. And he was doing his thing in another state and I was doing my thing, and we just decided to pretty much remain friends. So 2020 happens, right? So one day he calls me out of the blue, and I hadn't heard from him in like a year. He calls me and we have a great long FaceTime call. And the thing with us, it was always like we could just pick up from where we left off. It could be years, and it was like I just spoke to him yesterday. So we talk for that one day, and I'm thinking nothing of it, because usually what we'll do is we'll talk for a day, and then maybe 6 months from now we'll talk again, or a year. And you know, like it was very sporadic. But this time he calls me the next day and the day after that, and he's texting me throughout the day, and I realize, oh, he's making this like consistent. Okay. So I'm thinking to myself, he's bored. Everyone wants a freaking quarantine bae, a sneaky link, like whatever, you know? And I'm like, I'm not taking it seriously, because I'm like, he's just bored, you know? He's just bored. Little did I know that he was officially like shooting his shot. Like, he was making it known, like, I still have feelings for you and I want to pursue something with you. And he'd always say this to me, and I really would just not pay him any mind. Even though I felt these feelings as well, I was just like, I'm not taking him seriously. Like, he's a player. I won't let myself trust him fully in that way, no matter how I feel about him. So for months we talked, and because he lived in another state, my family actually lives in the same state. So that summer, I was planning on visiting family over there, and he happens to live out there. So I go for the summer. And this is during quarantine, right? Like, this is during a time where you can't really see people. Like, social interaction is very much frowned upon and at a minimum. And at this time, like, my family, they were very serious about everything that was going on, but they knew this person, they knew this guy, and because he was an old family friend, and they allowed him to come over to the house, and I was allowed to go over to his house. Now, at this point, we were somewhat dating, you know, like the first time we officially saw each other after 5 years, it was so crazy, and it was very warm. It was like seeing someone I'd known forever. And we just, after that first date of us like physically being together and feeling each other's energy in person, we were like, okay, yeah, we like each other. And at that point, I was like, okay, I'm going to begin to let my guard down and see where this relationship goes. So he knew my family. He'd always come over to my house, and I met his family. Now, I met his mother, his father, his siblings, and I'd be over there pretty much all the time, almost every single day. We spent almost every single day together with each other, with our families. And it was a great time. We had like a wonderful time together. Not only did we share a lot of laughs and deep conversations, spend a lot of just like physical time with one another, we also like had our families involved in this relationship, and his parents liked me and my parents enjoyed him, and things just felt very right. During that relationship, seeing his relationship with his family somewhat inspired me to like eventually one day want a family of my own, because my whole life I've always been pretty adamant about the fact that like I'm not sure if I want kids, and that's because of my own personal trauma and things of that nature, and like I just never saw myself getting married. But like when I was with him and surrounded by his family and having him spend time with my family and all of us just being this huge like beautiful unit, like it just felt so good, and it like made me realize that maybe that family dynamic is something that I've always truly wanted. I just never experienced, you know? And like I learned a lot about myself within that relationship and being with that person, and over time like I did grow to love him and he loved me. So fast forward to like the end of this summer, and I fly back to New York and he flies back to where he goes to school. And at this point, we're like officially together. Like, we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but like we knew and our families knew, like, that's my man and I'm his girl. And like, that's just what it was. And eventually we were going to get to a point where we were like officially together, but we were not like talking to anyone else. It was just the two of us. At this point, my guard was let down, right? Because I had had this guy over to my house. He met certain members of my family who I had never let men meet. I was making this guy dinner all the time. We were on the phone all day, every day, and our families were involved. And so I'm thinking, like, okay, like, we're gonna do this long distance. Like, obviously, like, he wouldn't put in all of this work to be with me and introduce me to his family if he wasn't serious about me. And everyone around me is telling me it's clear that he cares about me. And so, I have no reason at this point to distrust him, right? I'm back in New York. He's back at school. And at this point, again, my guard is down. So I'm very much like, hi, baby. Like, I love you. Like, when I'm in love, listen, if you know me personally, I'm a very loving person, like, especially towards like the people that I'm closest with in my life. If I don't know you that well, like, and I'm speaking in terms of like when I'm dating guys or just talking to guys, like, I'm very hard to get. Like, I am fun and cute and flirty, but I'm also very quick to drop you. You know what I mean? And I'm also very good at playing hard to get. And I'm just not very emotionally expressive. Like, I avoid it at all costs. But when I'm like in love and I trust that person, it's different. Like, my heart just opens up and I'm just like yours and I'm like devoted to you. And it's like really scary. And so one day I FaceTime him and I'm at dinner with my girlfriend. Like, she had just gone to the bathroom and I call him and he's with his friends and we're talking. And then like I tell him, like, oh, like, I was just telling my girlfriend like how much I love you and stuff like that. And like, I'm drunk, like, I'm out with my girlfriend, I'm drunk. And he's like, oh, baby, I love you too. And then you have his friends in the background like laughing and like making fun of him, and like at the time I didn't think much of it. So we like say I love you and like we say bye or whatever. And that was the last night I heard from him for 2 years. So basically, he had called me the day after and I missed his call. So I called him back and then he never answered again. So at that point, I'm freaking out because I'm thinking, oh, maybe like something's wrong. Like, maybe something traumatic happened to him or someone passed away and he's grieving. Like, so I'm calling him, I'm texting him, hey, baby, are you okay? I'm calling his phone and he's just not answering. And, but he's reading my messages. He's leaving me on read and he's posting on Snapchat and Instagram. He's posting on social media, but completely ignoring me. And so I take matters into my own hands and I call his mom and she never answered the phone. I left her a voicemail and she didn't answer. She never called me back. I call his sister and his sister answers and I'm like, hey, is he okay? Like, I'm worried about him. He's not answering me. This is very unlike him because this is a guy who would talk to me, like FaceTime me. I'm not even kidding, like 6 times a day. Like, we were always on the phone and for him to just be completely icing me out, like, it didn't make any sense. And his sister's like, I talked to him yesterday. Like, he's fine. So I'm like, okay, so not only are you not talking to me, you're in active communication with other people in your life. So it's just me that you're avoiding. I won't lie, guys. I went into like crazy bitch mode. Okay. And I start blowing up this boy's phone. I call him and I'm like, are you kidding me? Because, like, at first I was calling him, like, hey, baby, I'm worried about you. Like, please call me back. Are you okay? I'm not even thinking. Like, it's not even in my mind, right? It's not even in the realm of possibility, him ghosting me or him leaving, like, without an explanation. That's not even in the realm of possibility for me because I'm like, no, our relationship is so strong. We're so honest with each other. We talk all the time. We tell each other everything, how we're feeling. We're very open with one another. There's no way he would just do this and not explain himself. So I start freaking out. And when I realized that this is what he's doing after speaking with his sister, that's when I lost it because I felt so betrayed. I felt disrespected. I felt played out. I felt lied to. I felt personally attacked because it's one thing to talk to someone, flirt with them, go on a few dates, and then stop talking to them. It's another thing to have been very close to someone for 5 years and pursue that person for that amount of time, and then take the extra step in creating space in my life, forming bonds and connections with my family and people in my life, and then introducing me to people in your life and making it a normal thing and creating this sort of scene where it's you and I are together and everyone is aware of it and everyone knows the ins and outs of our relationship, and then you turn around and treat me like you don't know me. That was really what I could not wrap my head around, and I couldn't understand, because I felt like I didn't know this person anymore. So I lost it, you know, and I'm just gonna save you the dramatics, but just know I was definitely on his phone crying. Another point, I was like, you're a horrible person. Like, who does this? Like, what kind of person does this? Like, this is so horrible and disgusting. Like, you know, I just went off, you know. And then when I finally like really like calmed down and like the anger subsided, I was just more like heartbroken and sad. Anytime you're like angry at someone and resentful towards them, it all comes back to hurt. It all comes back to you just feeling hurt by this person. And I was heartbroken. And so the last message I sent to him, it was me apologizing and telling him, like, I'm so sorry if I did anything for you to feel like you couldn't talk to me about what's going on with you, or I'm sorry if like there's something that I did that made you not want to be with me anymore. And all I want, because I love you, like all I want is for you to be happy. And it's so sad thinking about it. Like, even right now I could cry, because when I think about like how sad I was, and I was just like thinking about like this person's feelings above my own and ignoring the fact that like this person really hurt me, and I'm just thinking like, okay, like I just want you to be happy, you know. Like, I think about that and I cringe, but it's also like, when you love someone, like that's real. Like, you want that person to be happy whether they're with you or not, you know. And like, that's where I was at that point in my life. And so I texted him and I told him that, and he read the message immediately and he just didn't respond. So after that, that's when I knew like it was officially done. Fast forward, life goes on, right? Like, of course, I was like heartbroken for a while about this. I felt more resentful than anything, because I just was like, I don't understand how you could do all of those things with someone and really make them believe you love them, and then turn around and do that. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like he just played me, and I felt like he was getting back at me in some way, or like enacting his revenge for years of me not allowing him to pursue me romantically. And I just felt like the biggest idiot ever. I would stay up at night trying to piece together what went wrong and if I did anything on my end. And when I would talk to like my parents about it and my friends, like, they were like, it must be that there's another girl. Like, he may have had a girlfriend the whole time, or he was maybe talking to another girl back at school, or maybe when he went back to school he realized that he wanted to be with his ex. Or there were just so many possible scenarios. And it really messed with me, because I just needed the truth, and he denied me of that. And I think more than anything, like, aside from his betrayal, like whether he cheated on me or not, it was him not having enough respect for me and respect for like our connection, that he wasn't just honest with me. And I also felt like it was a very selfish decision for him to not tell me what was going on, because it's easier to just like leave someone in the dark and not tell them what happened so you don't look like the bad guy if you did do something wrong. He stripped me of my chance to either hate him or forgive him. I was just like stuck in the dark. And that was like a really painful time for me. Fast forward to like this year, right? And I'm chilling in bed, and then I get this notification. And at this point, like, I had him blocked on pretty much everything, like social media wise, like Instagram, Snapchat, anything you could think of, like, that boy was blocked, because I was like, yeah, no, like, you want to leave my life, you will not have access to me in any way, shape, or form. The only way I will allow you to contact me is through texting me or calling my phone, because there's no way in hell you're gonna look at my Instagram or you're gonna look at my Facebook or my Snapchat so you can feel better about yourself seeing me living life, and you can get some sort of peace of mind knowing that I'm okay without you and that you don't need to hold yourself accountable for what happened. Like, absolutely not. Like, you left my life, you're officially out of my life then, you know? And that's the reason I think that he reached out to me, because he did eventually begin to feel guilty, and maybe he did the whole time, I don't know. And he could not, as he said, from like a bird's eye view, get a hold of me. He couldn't see how I was doing on Instagram. He couldn't see what was, if I was in a relationship on Facebook. He didn't know what was going on with me. He didn't know if I was still alive or not. He couldn't contact my family because they were very mad at him. And he just didn't know. And so me cutting off all like access of communication is probably what made him suck it up and be like, okay, like I actually need to like text her and like call her, you know? So he reached out to me and he apologized, and he said that he knows that he took me for granted at the time, but he's really aware now of like everything that I brought into his life, and that he'll always be grateful for me, and that he hopes one day we'll speak. So now this is like the point of why I'm telling you guys this story. When he sent that to me, I felt very strange. Like, I wasn't angry. I was more so surprised. And that's all I could feel. Like, I was just surprised, you know? And I saw that, like, through his message, he did feel remorseful. And I felt like I should tell him that I forgive him and that, like, I've moved on and that he should too. But for various reasons, I didn't respond. And a part of it had to do with, you know, friends telling me, like, you're not obligated to make him feel better about himself. You're not obligated to give him your forgiveness. He ghosted you. He played you. He dogged you out. He disrespected you. And you don't owe him shit. And of course, like, I had that thought in my head, like everyone does, like, you want your retribution. When someone messes with you, when someone hurts you in that way or in any way, like, I think especially like women, like, we play out scenarios in our heads of how we would respond if that person were to come back begging for us back or were to apologize. And I think it's a really good thing that he didn't reach out like a year ago, because what happened today would have vastly differed from what would have happened a year ago. My mindset between then and now is just very different. So I didn't respond, not because I hated him, but because I realized, like, I don't need anything from you. You know, you sent that to me because you felt guilty, and rightfully so. And I personally don't need anything from you, you know? So I just left it at that. But that's the thing. I told myself I don't need anything from him. But that message, I kept rereading it like every day for a week, and it kept playing in the back of my head. And I felt this like nagging to like respond. And so I talked to my mom about it, and I'm like, but mom, like, he's no longer in my life. Like, I've moved on and I feel like I've forgiven him, but I just can't get it out of my head. And she's like, just because you speak to him or give him your forgiveness, it doesn't mean like you're letting that person back into your life. Like, sometimes you have to, even though you may think a door is closed, it really isn't. And sometimes you have to go back and dig up the past and know the truth in order to officially close that door, because you still don't know what happened. Like, you have an idea of what happened, but you don't know. But I was still being prideful, and I was still like, I'm not gonna respond. Then he texted me again, like a week later. And this time, the message wasn't as well articulated and thought out and strategic. It was a lot more like honest, and it felt more authentic. And I could see that he really did feel very sorry for what he had done. And it made me feel not only sorry for him, because I understand what it's like to like fuck up with someone that you love and hurt them because you made a selfish decision, or maybe because you didn't value the person the way you should have, or because you were insecure within yourself and it felt easier to push that person away than it would have been to be honest with that person and then validate your insecurity. You know, like there are so many reasons that people do things like ghosting or mistreating you. So I understand the guilt he was feeling, and I felt sorry for him. And then I realized that I wasn't fully healed from the way things ended. And so when he texted me, I texted him like, "It's okay. Thank you for reaching out." And then I was like, "You know what? No, because I want to know the truth. Like, I want to know what happened." And it's crazy because, again, like, it's been a year or two, and I've moved on and I'm in my own relationship and I'm happy now. And things are going really well in my life at this point. And I have no interest in dating this person ever again or being romantically involved with this person. And honestly, I don't even know if I would ever be this person's friend again. You know what I mean? But something inside of me was like, you're always going to wonder what happened. You're always going to want to know, like, what really went down. And it's not because you still have feelings for this person, but it's just because you had this connection and you were betrayed and you just want to know so you can have peace of mind, because that's what I was lacking. I was lacking peace of mind when it came to this situation. I called him. He told me that there weren't any other girls. There never was. He told me that he felt insecure and afraid. We had gotten into this relationship and so much had happened between us, as in, like, we had our families involved in all this stuff, and he was afraid. And he didn't necessarily say what he was afraid of, but when he said he felt insecure, I believe what he was insinuating was that because we were in a long distance relationship and he had dealt with women who've cheated on him in the past, he was probably afraid that I would cheat on him or leave him, or maybe he felt like he wasn't good enough for me and he never deserved me. And, you know, when he said that in a way, I felt relieved, but I also did feel angry again, because I think I had told myself for like a year at that point that he cheated on me and there was another girl and he left me for another girl. And that somehow eased the blow of the relationship, because I didn't feel insecure about that. Like, I know that people do that. Like, when people cheat on you, it has nothing to do with, like, you. Like, there's something being wrong with you as a person. And I feel like anyone that just can't be honest with you and leave you and then date someone else, like, that says more about their character than it says about you. And so that was like what helped me, like, move past the relationship, was just thinking like he cheated on me and he's a jerk and I don't need someone like that in my life. And so him telling me that, no, I actually loved you and valued our relationship and our connection, but I was afraid of it and afraid of losing it. And basically, as a result, he self-sabotaged. It made me angry because it was like all you had to do was tell me the truth. I just want you to be honest with me. Like, after he told me that, like, that's what I said. I was like, I just wanted you to be honest with me. We had built this connection. That's what hurts me most. Like, even though you ghosting me was very painful, what hurt me the most, and out of everything, forgetting like our romantic relationship, we were friends first. We were always honest with each other. We always kept it real with each other, no matter what. And the fact that we were in this very intimate relationship and we had built this relationship kind of over like a good amount of time, I would think that you'd have just at least enough respect for me to be honest and tell me how you were feeling and know me well enough to know that I wouldn't have judged you for feeling insecure, or I wouldn't have broken up with you for feeling that way, or if you had told me that you wanted to break up because you felt that way, I wouldn't have hated you for it, or you know what I mean? And of course, like, in situations like that, it's, you never know, like, how the other person is going to respond. But When you're dishonest and you make selfish decisions, you are taking away someone's freedom to express how they feel and for them to have their own thoughts and opinions. And you never know how another person is going to react. So just assuming that they're going to respond in a certain way that's going to be harmful to you, and therefore taking away their chance to actually respond, you're only hurting both of you in the grand scheme of things, because not only do you not know what I would have said and the relationship could have ended differently, now, on my end of things, I have no idea why you left. And now I have this fictionalized idea of who you are and what you've done. And neither of us know the truth. And so now we have these morphed ideas about one another that could have been easily cleared up if we had just been honest. That is what hurt me the most. That's why honesty, especially within like intimate relationships, is so important, because whether it hurts the person's feelings or not, once they get past their ego being bruised, that person will still have respect for you. I've never had respect for people that have lied to me or that couldn't be transparent with me. Like, I have an ex who is still upset about the way things played out in our relationship and our breakup, who will pretend that he's totally fine, and the truth is he's not, and he needs closure but won't ask for it. And like, when things like that happen, like when people can't just like tell me what they need or what they want or what's bothering them, it makes me just respect them less. Like, I don't respect people that can't just be straight up, you know? The truth, again, it does not care about our feelings. The truth just is what it is. It's in black and white. There's no gray area. And once you have the truth, the next step is choice. Now you can make the decision on what you want to do and how to get through it or get past it. But when you have nothing but lies and confusion, it just creates a bunch of negative feelings and irrational thoughts and morphed realities that are not beneficial in any way. And I think that if we prioritize being honest with ourselves and being honest with one another, like, you'll see the truth for what it is, and then you can decide if it's worth it or not. You can decide if that person is worth it or not, and you can come up with real solutions that will help whatever situation you're in. All I know is, in my current relationship, at least for myself, like, I pride myself on being as transparent with my partner as possible. And he's naturally like that. So I know that, like, I can trust him to tell me anything. Like, even if I'm annoying him, like, he'll tell me. I'm totally cool with that. Like, I'd rather you be honest and tell me things that maybe I don't want to hear, because then I can change these things, or then I know you're going to be honest with me when I really need you to, when it really comes down to it, when our relationship is being tested. And even if I get cheated on, am I going to stay? No. But the fact that you are honest enough with me to tell me that you did it, I'll respect you more than I would if I find out and you lie about it. I will respect you more for just being honest and telling me the truth. Again, like, when we prioritize the truth, you're giving that person a chance to feel what they need to and to think what they need to. You're giving yourself a chance to get rid of the nagging feeling that you have. You're also honestly creating different pathways and different potential solutions for you and your partner to work through things. Like, relationships aren't always going to be peaches and cream. You're going to have to deal with difficult things at times. You're going to annoy each other and push each other's buttons at times. People are going to make mistakes and hurt one another at times. Like, that's normal. Like, you're humans. You're in a relationship. Like, that's completely normal. Like, just because you're in a relationship, it doesn't mean that things are going to be perfect all the time. And the best way to get through anything with another person is just by telling them the truth. Be honest with yourself and be honest with other people, and good things will come for you. I promise. Like, things will feel so much less complicated. I swear. Thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble. I enjoy these little therapy sessions. It's funny because I wanted to record another episode, like to do like two episodes, but I'm kind of talked out at the moment. So I think I'm just gonna go and make another cup of coffee and adopt a kitten. That sounds fun. But thank you guys again so much for listening and tuning in every week. And I love you guys so much. I hope you have a great day and a happy holiday for, I don't know, whenever this is going to drop. Happy holidays. And I will speak with you in the next episode. Bye, guys.